Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Hey everyone, and welcome to AI Hub, the place to be for all things AI. I'm Larry, and I'll be guiding you through this deep dive.
And I'm Amanda, happy to be here as your resident AI enthusiast. So today...
So today we're going to be looking at some pretty interesting stuff.
We are.
Yeah, AI hardware, to be more precise.
Definitely, and more specifically, we're diving into Meta's latest move.
Oh yeah.
They're developing custom chips for training AI models.
Sounds pretty techy.
It is.
But don't worry, we'll break it down for you.
Mm-hmm.
All this info is coming from a March 11th TechCrunch article. Pretty fascinating stuff.
It really is, Larry. I mean, training these AI models, it's no joke.
It's not. It's like...
it's a resource-intensive process.
Yeah, you got massive data sets, you got these complex algorithms, and then, of course, you need the computing power.
Tons of it.
And right now, Meta relies heavily on those NVIDIA GPUs for that power.
Yeah, those things aren't cheap, are they?
Not at all.
Yeah.
In fact, the article mentions that Meta's capital expenditure this year is projected to be like a mind-blowing $65
billion. $65
billion. Yeah.
Wow.
And I bet a big chunk of that is going straight to NVIDIA.
Makes sense. But that's why this whole move to in-house chips is so interesting.
It is.
If Meta can pull it off, even a small reduction in hardware costs could mean huge savings.
Absolutely massive savings. And, you know, this isn't actually Meta's first rodeo with custom AI chips.
Right, they've used them before.
Yeah, but only for running already trained models, like for things like inference, not for the actual training itself.
Yeah, that's a big difference, Larry.
It is.
Think of it like this: running a trained model, it's like using a pre-built Lego set.
Okay, I like that analogy.
But training a model, that's like designing and manufacturing the Lego bricks themselves.
So
it's a whole other level of complexity.
And more complicated.
For sure. Yeah. You know, complexity can mean risk.
Yeah, the article does mention that several of Meta's past chip projects have actually been canceled or scaled back.
Makes you wonder if even a giant like Meta can struggle with chip design.
It does seem that way.
Creating chips that are powerful enough for AI training but also energy efficient?
Right.
That's a huge challenge.
It is. It's a high stakes game for Meta. Big rewards if they succeed.
Yeah.
But also some big risks if they fail. So yeah, it seems like Meta is taking a bit of a gamble here. High risk, high reward.
That's for sure.
But what does this mean for the rest of the AI world? That's what I'm really curious about.
Me too.
It's almost like they're stepping into the ring with NVIDIA, you know, the reigning champ of AI hardware.
It's a bold move for sure. And you know what? If they succeed, it could totally shake up the whole chip market. I mean, right now, NVIDIA pretty much has a monopoly on these AI training chips.
Yeah, their GPUs are like the gold standard.
Yeah.
Everyone's using them. But imagine if Meta actually creates a chip that's just as powerful.
Or even more powerful.
Right. But at a fraction of the cost.
That would be huge. It could totally disrupt the industry.
Yeah, we might even see like a surge in innovation.
Oh, absolutely. Other companies trying to catch up, or even like a price war.
Oh, yeah.
Which would benefit everyone, even us, the end users.
That's a really good point. That's something I didn't even think about. But Amanda, let's be realistic here. Building a chip from scratch, that's not a walk in the park.
Oh, definitely not. Remember the article mentioned that some of Meta's previous chip projects had to be scrapped?
Yeah, they did.
It's a complex process, it's expensive, and there's absolutely no guarantee that they'll succeed this time.
Nope, not at all. It takes a ton of expertise, a ton of resources.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, you know, is Meta really confident that they can pull this off?
Right.
Or is this more about sending a message?
A message? What do you mean?
Well, think about it.
Right.
By just announcing that they're developing their own AI training chips. They're basically signaling to the world that, hey, we're serious players in this AI game.
I see what you're saying. They're not afraid to take on the big guys.
Exactly. It's kind of like a power play, a way of asserting their dominance in the AI landscape.
Yeah, and that pressure could actually force companies like NVIDIA to innovate even faster, you know?
To stay ahead.
Yeah, just to stay ahead of the curve.
So Meta's move could actually end up pushing the entire industry forward.
It's crazy how one company's decision can have such a big impact.
It is. It really is. That's the nature of disruptive technology, I guess. It just shakes things up, creates new possibilities, and forces everyone to adapt.
It really does. And speaking of adapting, I can't help but think about the software side of things.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, if we see this rise in custom AI hardware, how will that affect developers? How will it affect the way they build and optimize their applications?
That is a really good question. And honestly, it's a bit of a mystery.
Yeah, it is. But it's likely that developers will need to specialize even more.
You think so?
Yeah, I think some will focus on optimizing software for specific hardware platforms.
So we might actually see a more fragmented AI software landscape then.
Yeah.
Different tools, different frameworks. Some for Meta's chips, some for NVIDIA's.
It's definitely a possibility. But you know, on the flip side, this could actually lead to even more innovation. Well, as developers explore these new ways to leverage the unique capabilities of these custom designed chips.
Oh, I see what you mean. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword.
Exactly. Yeah. It could be limiting in some ways. Yeah. It also opens up all these new avenues for creativity and advancement.
Yeah, it's like the Wild West of AI development.
Yeah.
Full of risks, but also full of opportunities.
And the best part is we get to watch it all unfold.
We do. I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
But before we get too lost in speculation, let's bring it back to Meta for a second.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on their chances of success with this new chip? Do you think they can actually do it?
It is a tough question, you know? I mean, their track record with chip development, it's a bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah. Those canceled projects that we mentioned from the article,
yeah,
definitely raises some eyebrows.
Yeah.
Chip design, it's yeah, really difficult. It's not just about, you know, throwing money at the problem.
It's not.
No.
You need serious expertise.
You do.
And I mean, I'm sure Meta has that.
Oh, yeah. They have brilliant people working for them. They do.
Mm-hmm.
But even with all the right people, all the resources, there's still no guarantee that it's going to work.
That's true. But you have to remember, Meta isn't just some random company trying this out for the first time.
Right.
They're a huge tech company.
They are.
With a massive user base. And they really understand AI.
They do.
Yeah.
And don't forget the financial motivation here. They are spending a fortune on those NVIDIA GPUs.
That's right.
The potential cost savings alone.
Right.
That's going to be a huge incentive for them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, while the risks are definitely there, I don't think we should underestimate Meta. They have the resources, they have the motivation, and they definitely have the talent to make this happen.
It's going to be an interesting race to watch, that's for sure. You know, this whole thing actually reminds me of how technology just tends to swing back and forth.
Oh,
you know?
How so?
Well, between centralization and decentralization.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Like, think about the PC industry. For a while, it was dominated by a few big players. Then the internet came along and things became more decentralized.
Yeah.
But now with these huge tech giants,
we're kind of moving back towards that centralization again.
We are. And you could argue that the same thing is happening in the AI world right now.
Yeah, a lot of power concentrated in companies like NVIDIA, Google, Microsoft.
Exactly. But if Meta succeeds,
this could actually be the start of a new wave of decentralization.
It could. We might see more companies designing their own specialized hardware, you know, tailored to their specific needs.
Yeah, a much more diverse AI landscape.
That would be amazing. A real Cambrian explosion of AI hardware.
I like that.
So that brings us to the big question we want to leave you with today. Could this move by Meta actually change the way we think about AI hardware? Could this be the start of a new era of decentralized innovation?
It's a great question, and only time will tell.
It will, but it's definitely something to think about.
It is.
And that about wraps up our deep dives into Meta's big move into AI hardware. We hope you found it informative and thought-provoking, maybe even a little mind-blowing.
It's been great exploring this with you, Larry, and with all of our listeners.
And for all of you out there who are eager to learn more about AI, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and join us next time for another deep dive into the fascinating world of artificial intelligence.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.